Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply art class. Now think about all the times growing up as children in grade school that we participated in art class. We learned the color wheel, we learned the basic colors, we learned how to mix colors, we learned all of those things. We had an opportunity to paint, we had an opportunity to sculpt, some of us. And in art class, it was a fun class because it was a class you were not expected to fail. No matter how well you could draw or how poorly, you knew that you could pass art class. Well, in business, there's also an art class, as it were, because all over the world, every business leader, every entrepreneur, every team builder has to master several arts in order to succeed. Now, fortunately, these arts have nothing to do with your ability to paint and match colors and things along those lines. These are all arts of dealing with people and dealing with ourselves. Let's discuss those three in our art acronym. The A in our art acronym reminds us of the importance of the art of appreciation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the art of appreciation. This is living without complaining, without criticizing, or condemning. This is entering into each day, each opportunity, every situation and circumstance with an attitude of appreciation. Well, obviously, my friends, we all know people who have poor attitudes, who live in an environment where they complain all the time, they argue all the time, they criticize every single thing that they see. And these are individuals who are failing in art. They have not mastered the art of appreciation. Well, how do you become more appreciative? Think about these three things that we should appreciate. First, we should appreciate life itself. I know it sounds very elementary, but remember, art is elementary. You think about it. Only the living have a choice, only the living have a chance, and only the living have a chore. Yes, my friends and neighbors, or an assignment. Every day we wake up in the morning, we have a choice. We can have a smile on our faces or a frown. We can be inundated with things that distract our focus, or we could be lazy. Laser beam on our assignment. We wake up with a choice every day. We wake up with a chance every day, and we wake up with an assignment every day. We've got something unique to do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's one of the things that allows us to appreciate life. Think about it. Also, we want to appreciate ourselves. Yes, my friends, our uniqueness, the things that we possess that cannot be found in any other person. Remember back in art class, the teacher may ask everyone in the class to draw a picture of a butterfly. Now, depending on the age of the class, let's say it's an elementary class, you're going to get something different on every single picture. Something looks nothing like a butterfly. Some pictures look exactly like a butterfly, but none of the pictures look the same. So when you appreciate yourself, you appreciate the fact that your picture is different than everybody else's on the planet. No one is just like you. No one can do what you do, can say what you say, can respond like you respond. Appreciate yourself. Finally, my friends and neighbors, it's only after we appreciate ourselves that we can also appreciate others. Yes, we can appreciate their differences. And remember, their differences don't make them bad, and their differences don't make them better. Their differences just make them them. Their opinions are not oppositions to us, but it's just a collection of their experiences. So we should appreciate the life in other people. We should appreciate the joy found in other people, and we should appreciate the uniqueness found in others. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that is the art of appreciation. How do you think you are doing in your art of appreciation course? That R in our art acronym reminds us to master the art of relationship building. Yes, my friends, this is simply getting to know people before you express a need for the things they can do for you, and vice versa. It's creating a bond that transcends business. It's understanding that people are more emotional than logical, which means if they don't have a relationship with you, they're not likely to help you. But if they do have a relationship with you, they're going to help you all the time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I would challenge you to really hone in on relationship building. This is why fraternities, they call them each other frat brothers, and sororities call each other frat sisters. Churches do the exact same thing. They say brother and sister in that congregation. Why? Because the emotional connection leads to decisions that may not be logical, but always in your favor. Have you ever presented something to somebody that made perfect sense? Something that they couldn't deny, was powerful, was right, or whatever the case may be, and they still rejected your idea, your opinion, your product, or your service? Most of the time, that only happens when there is no relationship. When a person doesn't have a rapport with you, then they're not as willing to receive what we say. So wait a minute, how do I build relationships? Let me give you three key components to building relationships. They all begin with F. First, relationship building requires follow-up. You know that a person is building a relationship when the follow-up is there, when calls are returned, when emails are responded to in a timely manner, when communication is there. You know that follow-up is one of the foundational components for building solid relationships. After that, also is forgiveness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, people are going to miss meetings. They're going to be late sometimes. They're going to have challenges. They're going to have distractions. They're going to have things that are not personal. They just things that happen. It's not they're trying to do those things against anyone. They just happen. And you forget as quickly and forgive as quickly as those things happen. You never hold grudges. You never hang it over anybody's head. You say, hey, let's move on. It's over. I'm building a relationship. I'm accepting you the way you are, and you're accepting me the way I am, and we're forgiving each other for any errors. You build relationships based on forgiveness. How would you rate your follow-up, and how would you rate your forgiveness? And finally, how would you rate your faithfulness? Yes, my friends, because one of the key components of building a strong relationship is reliability. It's true in every component. If there is a family relationship, and if the breadwinner of the house is required to provide the clothes and the food and the shoes and the shelter and all the basic necessities, that person is expected to be reliable in that endeavor. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we also have to be faithful in building relationships. We've got to make sure that we're able to do what we say, under promise and over deliver. Finally, my friends, that last art that we must master is the art of toughness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, probably one of my favorite arts, because we will face opposition. We will be criticized by some and underestimated by others, but toughness is a requirement. You know, everyone can admire the toughness in everyone they see because it's an admirable trait. And in entrepreneurship, everyone that's going to excel in advance has to have a level of toughness. What does that mean? It means you only see one picture, and that's the picture of your success. And you protect that picture from being taken, and you focus on the picture until it becomes reality. Growing up as a kid, I used to like to show Rocky. If you've ever seen it, it was about a boxer. And this boxer wasn't the most efficient in the ring. He was from South Philly, and oftentimes he'd get knocked down repeatedly, but Rocky would always get back up, and he'd come back swinging, and he would always end up winning the fight in the end. And yes, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, no matter how tough adversities become, no matter how rough things may look on the outside, be the type of person that can pick themselves up from the mat, dust themselves off, and say, I'm ready for some more. And now I've taken it. Let's see how I can give it. My friends and neighbors, life is not easy all the time. However, for those who have toughness, it's a whole lot easier. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to master your art class today and every day, and it will help you grow your business. Now listen, if you enjoyed this training segment, I can assure you that Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.